Back at Stroh Center with our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Bowling Green 70, Kent State 62. As we get into the Wood County Hospital postgame show, we welcome Coach Michael Huger with us courtside. And Coach, I remember distinctly in your office before the game we talked, and I said, Coach, lay it out for me today. You said, well, we're going to dig a 19-point hole with about 5 minutes to go in the half and then blow their doors off. So good plan, huh?
Yeah, it was a real good plan. They executed it to perfection, so it is what it is.
Well, seriously, let's talk about really a tale of two games almost for your team. The first 15 minutes just looked like everything that went wrong did. What were some of the problems in that first 15 minutes that you were able to get corrected?
We were over-anxious to play well. I mean, the guys wanted to do well. We played hard, but well, we missed some easy layups. We had some layups that we normally would make. We weren't back in transition, so we gave up some transition buckets. And once we settled down and started to make some shots and really started to defend, we got out in transition, was able to get out in transition and get some easy buckets.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have to look at it on tape, Coach, but it seemed to me that second half was maybe the best defense you've played this season. How good was it?
The defense was very good. They were locked in. They were talking on the defensive end. They rotated well. We rebounded well. We did an even job on the boards. So we did our part in that. We didn't give up too many offensive rebounds, especially in the second half. I think they had 7 at halftime and finished with 9. So we only gave up 2 offensive rebounds in the second half. So the defense was very good.
Coach, at that end of the first half, you cut it down to 7 at the break. How big psychologically was it to close that strong? You got the shot by Justin right at the end of the half. To get it under 10 seemingly would be a boost, was it?
It definitely was a boost, but we were able to get, I think, 13 of the last 15 stops. So that was the difference in the game, where we were getting stops and getting out in transition. And Justin's shot was just the icing on the cake at the end. So he did a great job of, getting that shot and creating some separation right there. And, you know, that was the game. We finally saw that, hey, we can play with these guys and we can defend them. And that was the difference for us.
And you talk about being ready for your opportunity. Matt Fox only played 12 minutes tonight, but he made a great cut for a layup and one, and he hit a huge 3. In the last 5 minutes, he was money.
He definitely was. He's definitely dependable. I know he'll make free throws at the end of the game, inbounding the ball. He does a great job of finding the open man. He's very smart, and he was great again once today.
Also, Roderick Caldwell coming off the bench tonight. I know you've challenged him to be a little more productive, and boy, today, 12 points, 4 assists, no turnovers in 26 minutes. That's getting it done.
Yes, Rod was very good today. Very, very good. Solid leading the team, getting us organized, putting us in position. Made big shots for us, and he made his free throws down the stretch, so that was good.
Coach, also today, DiMaggio Wiggins was really banging with Adonis De La Rosa. That was a fun matchup to watch. Two big guys, and, you know, that was an old game affair. Talk about how DiMaggio played today.
DiMaggio did a real good job against De La Rosa. He does a real good job of establishing low post position, and he can score down there. So he's a low 7-footer who can shoot, mid-range jump shots, and he works hard down there. So it was a good matchup for DiMaggio, and he did a great job of controlling them. And, it was a real fun matchup to watch.
And Derek Koch, the step back 3. How about that?
Yeah, how about it? I didn't see that one coming myself. So it was a great shot by Derek. He works on that in practice, so that's not something I've never seen it in the game. But in practice, I've seen that shot a couple of times. But it was a great time to pull it out, so he did a good job with it.
Well, Coach, 2 straight wins on your home floor. Obviously, still a lot of season to go, but this team today, I think, showed what it's capable of doing.
It definitely did. We did a great job on the defensive end, and, I think we can do that every game, but we have to bring that same intensity from everybody, and we did it today collectively.
Seemed like the 3,500 or so here at Stroh Center helped you a little bit today, too, didn't
they? They did a great job. So hopefully we can get them back next home game.
Coach, great win today. Go enjoy it with your team.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
BGSU 70, Kent State 62. We'll continue with our Wood County Hospital postgame show next.